At Maestro's restaurant in the Bronx, 130 Latino pastors with churches across the city gathered for the annual breakfast of the New York Association of Hispanic Ministers. They met to sing and pray, but politics was also on the agenda. Reverend Ruben Diaz, pastor of the Christian Community Neighborhood Church, has been president of the group for many years. He's also a Democratic state senator from the Bronx. Diaz compares himself to conservative Democrats in the South.
I am a Democrat, and I won't change. But when I go to vote, I don't vote because I'm a Democrat. I don't vote because I'm a Republican. I don't vote because I'm an independent. I vote because I'm a Christian.
Reverend Diaz faces a challenge this election year. There is a growing fracture among New York Latino evangelicals over who to support for president. And Diaz is trying to keep them focused on social issues.
If my Democratic Party continues with the shame of sponsoring abortion, gay marriage, no prayer in schools, and giving condoms to kids, my party is going to lose a lot of evangelical votes. And we are going to vote Republican.
To emphasize his point, Diaz made an endorsement. Huckabee has done well with evangelical voters, but Latinos are taking a hard look at his position against illegal immigration. He wants to force undocumented immigrants to go home before they can return to the U.S. to apply for citizenship and punish employers who hire undocumented immigrants. Sunday afternoon services draws a large crowd at the Iglesia Hispana de la Comunidad in Long Island City. Outside the church, Martina Feliz, a Dominican-born naturalized American citizen, says that even though she's totally against abortion, immigration has become her top priority.
When you see in the TV all those families affected by deportations, the kids crying because they miss their parents, you say, my God, this just can't be.
Feliz has first-hand experience with the crackdown on undocumented immigrants. 4 months ago, immigration officers in Florida arrested and deported her son-in-law Enrique. That's why Feliz says this year she's voting for Hillary Clinton, a candidate she believes will help with immigration. Feliz is part of a broad trend. Luis Clemens is editor of Candidato USA, a nonpartisan online publication that tracks Latino politics. He says Latino evangelicals have significant influence. President Bush understands that. Each year, he attends the National Hispanic Prayer Breakfast. In New York, evangelical Latinos have shown their political muscle in the election of Senator Ruben Diaz and Bronx Borough President Adolfo Carrion Jr., who's the son of a pastor. Clemens believes this year may bring a critical shift in the political power of Latino evangelicals.
Latino evangelicals clearly will share Republican views on gay marriage, abortion, perhaps other social issues, but immigration could be a deal breaker for them.
And that's the case with Assemblyman Ruben Diaz Jr. Unlike his father, State Senator Ruben Diaz, the younger Diaz is not supporting Mike Huckabee. He's backing Hillary Clinton.
How could you support this one individual only because he's against abortion or whatever moral issue, but yet this person doesn't want to help minority communities with immigrations?
It's not clear how the shift in the Latino evangelical voting preferences will affect the Super Tuesday outcome. But Clemens has no doubt that Latino evangelicals will play a role in the general election in November.
Location, location, location. They're in crucial key swing states. We're talking Florida, New Mexico, Arizona, throughout the Southwest, in states that in the previous presidential election were won by relatively small percentages.
In 2004, President Bush won these states by margins of 5% or less, and all are expected to be closely contested once again this year. If so, how Latino evangelicals solve their internal dilemma could have a very external and tangible effect. For WNYC, I'm Lorenzo Morales.